Hello and good morning. It is 7 minutes past 8 in the a.m. You're listening to Ben and Josh on The Morning After. And guess what, Ben?
You're also listening to Joe Sanson. Hi.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Not too bad.
Very good.
We're here to talk salad, boys. We are here to talk RDU magnets. Great to have you in studio, frankly.
Thank you. Yeah. Cheers.
So the first things first, tell us a little bit about the song, this issue, which we just heard regarding RDU magnets this year.
Yeah, okay. This chair is squeaking, isn't it? All right, I'll try and sit still.
It's all right. I do it all the time. Don't worry about it.
So the song came out actually at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. I, funnily enough, just 5 minutes ago, I said, keep that quiet. But here I am now saying it publicly. End of last year. It was like a single, just like that song and another one that we released at the same time as our tour in Australia.
Yeah,
and yeah, a little bit of a departure from the old sound, so a bit more kind of post-punk, which Brian, the drummer, that's more of his kind of influence coming through.
Yeah,
And it was kind of an experiment, really, and people seemed to like it, and we played it on tour and people danced, which was a bit of a first for us. So,
always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, tell us a little bit about the sound of Salad Boys in general, I suppose, and what kind of inspires you guys to make the music you make, and why you kind of, I guess, like you said, departed a little bit from the normal sound on this song.
Well, it's been so long since Salad Boys has really done anything. The first two albums are getting to be quite a long time ago now. I'm talking 2012, 2013 that we started writing those songs. So it's a little bit hard to kind of get back in that headspace, really. But when we first started, we were just trying to do the whole Fly Nun thing.
Yeah.
And because I was kind of doing the shoegaze post-punk thing before then with my band T54, and I wanted to do something a bit more poppy and melodic and things.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the goal, really. So of the songs that we use in Salad Boys, I pretty much chose the hockiest ones. So when you listen to this to the two Salad Boys records, pretty much every song's kind of got like a got a hook to it, I think. So that was really the criteria. And likewise with that song that you just heard, it was very much the post-punk sound with that kind of disco kind of drum beat and a bass line that cycles through the whole song, but it's still got like a poppy vocal melody and sort of guitar licks and things like that.
Yeah.
So still the same approach in that sense as it always has been, but just a different bit of a different flavour, really.
Cool. Very nice.
How do you think your influences have changed as time has gone on? And currently, what are the artists, or who are the artists that you're listening to the most?
Well, when I started out, it was all about Nirvana.
Nice.
When I was, you know, young. And then it became all about garage rock. Mm-hmm. So White Stripes and things like that.
Yeah.
And the Datsuns were really popular. So that was kind of teenage years. And then in my late teens, I started getting more interested in punk. So The Clash initially.
Nice.
And then the more post-punk things like Public Image and the Buzzcocks and things. So, and also at the time, the Mint Chicks and Die to Die were two New Zealand bands that were really influential on everyone. So pretty much just trying to get a little bit weird, but also being poppy at the same time. Because that's the thing with the Mint Chicks is that Crazy Yes Dumb No album, it's really interesting and really weird, but every song's got a great hook, and everyone loved them. So that started to be more of a thing, and also Pavement and bands like that, the Breeders and things like that, and shoegaze, and then I got really into the Fly Nun stuff like everyone did when I was in my early 20s. So everyone was like obsessed with the Clean and the Chills and the Villains and things like that. And then, God, what happened after then? I don't know. I think by that point you stop discovering things and being like, oh, this is amazing, and then you just maybe just start going back or something.
Yeah.
I've been working on songs this year while I've been taking a break from band stuff, and I've just been trying to go back to actually the early Salad Boy sound, which is quite a poppy power pop sort of thing. So when I say poppy, by the way, I don't mean like obviously we don't sound like Drake.
Yes.
It ain't gonna get played on the radio. It'll get played on RDU.
Of course.
But so when I say poppy, I mean like kind of hooky and accessible within its own sound.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I've been doing. But it's kind of one of those things where you only find out if it works when you put the last piece of the puzzle in. So I can work on instrumental demos, you know, all day long and be like, great, this is sounding really good. And then you add the vocal and then, you know, the devastation kicks in.
Yeah. And you realize, the enlightenment kicks in, depending.
Yeah, yeah,
depending.
True. That doesn't usually happen. But but me and Matt Scobie, the drummer, from T54, my old band, we have been sort of hanging out and playing lately, and we've been writing songs together.
Awesome.
And which is really fun. And it's one of those kind of unconscious things where you just do something, you don't really think about it, and then you've got somebody else's input as well, and you end up creating something that neither of you expected, and it ends up being really good. So if I were to do another album anytime soon, I'd probably choose those songs.
Awesome. Yeah. Very cool.
That was going to be Miney's question, which was about your creative process. So there you go.
It changes depending on the project, you know, like I often do most 90% of it myself, and then that can be good, and then sometimes I can be barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
Without self-awareness. It is really great doing things with other people, like my old band, the Dance Asthmatics. That's how we did it, just all of us in. And T54 as well, my old band was much more like that. Like I had a riff and a vocal melody, and then those guys really added their flavour and things.
Definitely. Yeah. I've got to ask, we always like asking this question. What made you guys pick the name Salad Boys? Yeah. It's a really great, like, catchy name.
Right.
What was the process like there?
Well, I misheard a lyric in a song.
No way.
And by a band called the Feelies.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Feelers. The Feelies. And I thought the lyric was, you said it was the Salad Boys. Thinking the Salad Boys was a gang or something.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I'll start a gang called the Salad Boys. And I
thought, perfect.
It'd be easier to start a band. You know? So when we started the Salad Boys, me and the original drummer James at the time, I was like, oh, you want to start this band? I want to do like a Flying Nun thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, only if we call it Salad Boys. And I was like, all right.
You're like, okay, that's what you want.
So I kind of was a little bit annoyed with the name for a while, because it's a little bit kitschy and sounds a bit kind of hipster, but it's too late now.
It's too late. It's stuck. I like it. Thank you. What are the future plans like for Salad Boys and for Joe Sampson?
Well, Salad Boys, we haven't done a lot this year. We're all kind of in our 30s now. We're all jobs and houses and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So last year we did a tour in Aussie at the end of last year.
Awesome.
That was great. That was heaps of fun.
Very cool.
And I don't think we played at all this year. And we did some recording earlier in this year for an album.
Awesome.
And I did a bunch of work on that, but I kind of hit a wall, as you do. So I kind of took a break from that. So I'm not really sure, actually, what's going to happen. I have been, like I mentioned before, I'm doing stuff with Matt Scobie, the old drummer from T54. So I'll be doing that. But also, T54 are going to be doing some vinyl releases next year.
Awesome. Cool.
So it's a 10-year anniversary of our first EP. And so that'll be coming out. So we're just working on compiling stuff for that. So bonus tracks and things. And Sam, the bass player, he's now back in Christchurch. So we may play together again, which I'm really looking forward to.
Awesome. Really cool. Well, any final words for our listeners? Thank you very much for coming in. You can vote for the magnets right now. I'll get that out of the way quick. You can vote for the magnets. RDU website. Vote for Salad Boys this issue. Anything else you want. We're not allowed to pick favorites. You are. So if you can tell people to vote for you if you want.
This is your moment.
Well, yes. Please vote for Salad Boys. But we're not desperate for it, you know. We're not doing the whole promo thing at the moment. So if someone else seems more deserving, go for that. But I'm surprised we, as I said to you before, I'm surprised we got asked. So thanks out to you for having us involved.
So noble.
No worries. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Look at us. What are we?
Look at us, Ben.
Taking us to dinner first.